Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, smiling faces.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here at on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Tom Paulsiewicz with us this afternoon in the guest host chair. We have got you on the caller and text lines, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I think we've got Tom from LA. Always a pleasure to talk with him. Tom from LA, how you doing this afternoon? Say hello to Tom. What are your thoughts?
I'm doing great. And Tom, it's great to hear from you as well. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Maggie, I'm glad you touched on this subject because I really would love to know what the hell does left and right and middle even mean? When people right. say this, I would like for them to give us explicit examples of what they mean by left or right or middle. Because if it's Medicare for all, then I guess I'm a far loony lefty. If it's for Social Security strengthening, then I guess I'm a far loony lefty. But what's interesting is 90% of the country is in favor of these things, so I guess they're yes. all far loony lefties. But I think we need to ask the question when they say that. Tell me what you mean by being left, right, or middle. Also, I don't call it fair and balanced. I call it truth with facts. I am not in favor yes. of both sidesism, and I wish it would die.
Yes.
And last, can we make the bad Bradley the poster person for getting money out of politics after her statements that she made the other day about Crawford? Maybe we should start saying, hey, if you're really that interested in getting money out of politics, which we all on the quote-unquote left are, then I guess she is too, because that's what she said. She said that Democrats buy elections. Well, you know what? We can solve that really, really quickly by overturning Citizens United and actually bringing government, restoring government back to we the people rather than to the corporations and the oligarchs.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Tom. Thanks for that call. Here's what I, folks, if you don't know what Rebecca Bradley, a fellow Supreme Court justice for the state of Wisconsin, said following Susan Crawford's victory, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but she basically said, oh, Democrats buy elections, as if Elon Musk didn't spend $26 million on this election, as if he wasn't giving away checks like lottery winnings to people who would pledge their fealty to Elon and Trump's selected candidates, as if none of that was happening. She then went on and said she's not looking forward to working with Susan Crawford, bashed her. Rebecca Bradley deserves to be impeached and removed from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her demeanor, the way that she writes opinions, is so below any baseline of judicial decorum. It's shocking to me. And again, if she's so fired up about getting money out of politics, I say, hear, hear, let's get that constitutional amendment started, since the Supreme Court of these United States seems to have gotten that one deeply, unequivocally wrong. Tom, wrong. Your thoughts yeah. in response to our friend Tom.
Yeah. Tom, first off, great points. I mean, you hit it right on the head, right? It's understanding, like, okay, when you say left, right, or center, what do you actually mean? But also, I love the fact that, you know, what she should have said was, is Democrats successfully buy elections. I don't agree with the statement either. But when you spend that much money and you're unsuccessful buying an election, I mean, Elon Musk, Dick Eline, I mean, there's a slew of these conservative people who like to put a whole bunch of money into losing candidates. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It'd be far better to put it into policy and put it into door knocking and put it into convincing people that you have the right viewpoint.
Volunteer door knocking. We just have to say that because Charlie right. Kirk and Turning Point USA yeah. out there sending the paid door knockers.
Right. But here's the thing is that when you do this, people think both sides do it, right? So that when the Democratic Party gets billionaires to give, then the Republicans can give, and it's exactly the same emphasis and the same result. It isn't, though. I mean, if anybody's ever been out door knocking, there are people who do it because they care, and then there are people who do it who are paid. And most of the time, what I've seen is it's on the Republican side that they're paid. I have not, in my entire time out there door knocking, have ever run into somebody from the Democratic Party who is being paid to door knock for a Democrat. I don't see it happening. It's not to say it hasn't happened, but not in Wisconsin is the way I would put it.
Well, and how about this distinction, Tom? I guarantee you, you ask big billionaire donors on the Dem side, you put George Soros on a mic and you say, George, do you think we should amend the Constitution to get money out of politics? George Soros says yes.
Yes.
The billionaires that support Democrats want the corruption to stop. They don't want this to be the state of play. And that is a difference, right? Like, they're supporting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They don't want to see veterans hurt by these draconian cuts of 82,000 employees. Those are the differences. They're not advancing billionaire tax cuts. They're advancing an agenda that's asking for more billionaire taxes. Those are differences. Very fascinating. Also, Brian from Milwaukee weighing in as well, echoing Tom's sentiments. Brian texting this, most people want democracy. We hate what Trump is doing in office. And finally, so are Republicans. This is less left and right. This is more about what's good for the vast majority of us and democracy, small d. That was what was proven in Wisconsin on April 1st. Indeed, just to close the loop before we run out of time here, Tom, your reaction to what is an absolutely stunning spectacle. Laurel Loomer, a September 11 conspiracy theorist, viewed as extreme even by many MAGA allies, apparently in the White House giving Donald Trump a hit list of people to fire from the National Security Council. Your reactions, Tom?
Par for the course. You know, no one is being fired for incompetence or lack of results or, you know, doing things outside of protocol. People are being fired for lack of fealty and lack of loyalty. And I really don't see that changing over the next 2 years. So I think it's par for the course, and Trump's good at listening to the last person who gave him any information. So I'm sure it was Laura Loomer, and he decided to act on whatever she decided was the right thing to do.
Laura Loomer, the lunatic, making our national security personnel decisions. We had Mike Waltz sending, you know, our nation secrets on Gmail and a signal chat with an Atlantic reporter.
Putting pilots in danger.
Yeah. Sheer incompetence.
Yes.
We're going to talk about these national security implications on a broader level with Dr. Liana Fix, the Council on Foreign Relations. What is going on with Ukraine? Let's not keep our eye from getting distracted from that ball. If you want some more mixed metaphors,